Two words that come to mind for me are frustrating and disappointing. You know, that, you know, you leave it to fate there at the end, and, you know, that's hockey sometimes. You know, you shoot and we block it, and then it comes back to him and then goes off our guy and goes in. But for me, I thought we lost the game early, not late, even though we came back to tie the game. And, you know, we had a good push the second half of the game. I didn't like our game in the first period. And I think we had four shots on goal about 12 minutes into the game. So that was what was disappointing to me.
The challenge goal was obviously a big turning point. The team had great success for sustaining pressure about 10 minutes before that. What effect do you think it had on?
I don't think it had any effect. You know, that's why they have it. You want to get the call right. You know, there's nothing to argue when they go to replay. I mean, they have the viewpoint of it, and you know, it happened right in front of their bench, so it was easy for them to see that. But I don't think it had it. We still had some good opportunities after. But again, I mean, now you leave it to a bounce of a puck late, and that's what happened.
Schierhorn really kept you guys in the game today with all those odd man rushes he bailed guys out on.
We got beat up the ice a couple times and we turned some over. We had a lot of good opportunities as well. You know, the goaltenders, even though it was a 4-3 basically game, both goaltenders made some real good saves. And it's disappointing. You know, to have that opportunity and you know kind of let it slip away.
There's been a few of these disappointing, frustrating throughout the last. Do you feel like they're building up?
What do you mean?
Just the disappointing frustration built up.
No, I don't think it's built. I mean, every game's a new game. I don't think that. But, I mean, you got to execute and you got to finish late in the game. But, again, for me, it wasn't so much that because that was – I mean, that play's going to happen. But it's not making more plays earlier in the game and leaving it to that situation late.
Cammy said in the broadcast last night that you guys talked about lines going into this weekend. What did you say that sparked his play? Because his game picked up this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little heart-to-heart earlier the week. And then I made the decision to, you know, give him an opportunity this weekend to see if he could be that offensive spark that we need. Because, I mean, you start to evaluate and you – I don't think we can get to where we hope to get if, you know, he doesn't score. And that's why it was too bad, you know, that one was a hair offside and we weren't able to get it because that might have held up to be the game winner.
Did you feel like you had a good top nine generating scoring chances?
I thought that, again, you know, sometimes you don't know until you watch the video. We had some looks, not early, you know, but later in the game. And I didn't think we were... one guy was arriving at a puck and we didn't have that next guy, you know, bending his knees and getting there like we needed to. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.